Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Podcast Breath. that's the worst name for a podcast ever, but it's still like the best name I could. Like, I will say this, Ebony did not come up with that name. I was just like, you want to call it Podcast
Breath? Of course, I'm pretty sure anybody listening knows I didn't come up with that name.
Yeah.
However, Ebony couldn't come up with anything better, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you know what? Thank you. I guess. That's all I can say. Like, thanks. Well, yeah, I am your boy, Thekka Jones.
And I'm Ebony Mystique.
And we are the host of this here podcast. We just really talk about everything. Ebony been having to get on my ass for like the past 3 weeks. But we're on iTunes now, so you can get us on iTunes.
Just talk
Podcast Breh, BREH. We at podcastbreh.com as well. So yeah, man. So what you been up to this week, then?
Just working. You know, I live in Dallas, so of course the main topic of the week has been Botham Jean.
Yeah.
So, but we gonna get to that later.
Yeah, we gonna get to that a little later. What are we gonna do first? We're going to talk a little bit, just not to start off with on such a heavy subject. We're going to talk about your favorite rapper.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I was just grasping at straws on that one.
Oh, and I was joking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, oh, yikes. Like, I don't love it.
Oh. Look, people should never be offended by somebody talking about their favorite artist, because your favorite artist is not giving a damn about you, okay?
Yeah, they don't care.
You know, like, I love certain artists, but they are not above criticism, period.
Yeah, period. Like, it is what it is. But, so we're talking about Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, and for the barbs out there, I didn't list Nicki Minaj last because I think Cardi B is better. It was
man,
just
you better not explain nothing. You better not explain nothing to them stupid ass people.
Man, listen, I said something about Chung Lee and the Barbs. Woo,
they're so look, they was all in my in all on my ass when I had tweeted something about her hair at the BET Awards, which was garbage. Mm-hmm. She looked like She-Ra or something. It was just ridiculous. And yeah, they was, bitch, you ain't got no edges, and bitch, you this and that. I don't know. Like, I'm being forced to tweet pictures of my edges. Like, no, ma'am, I have all my hair.
I have them, ma'am. Yeah. I have them, ma'am.
I do have edges, ma'am. And you know what? I don't care if I didn't have edges. Your fave hair still look a hot fucking mess. Does not change that. But now she fucking with Erica Tate and her hair is beautiful always now. So, but however, I think Nicki Minaj, that the reason, even with the whole attacking Travis Scott thing, them numbers didn't matter as much to her until she saw somebody who she feels like isn't as good as her, getting a lot of accolades, getting number one albums, getting number one songs, setting history. That really, really got under her skin. And I can understand that.
And if you don't know, Nicki Minaj, she has Queen Radio, and she kind of wows out on it.
Yes.
And this week in Queen Radio, she basically said that Cardi B only found this success because of payola and what'd she say?
Sympathy. And then she insinuated by saying, I didn't have to fuck a DJ for them to play my record and da 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 da.
And this is the thing, and what I tell a lot of people, like, I'm not an industry guy. I've been around people who said they were. I've been around people that actually are. And I mean, you just pick up stuff doing media stuff, and you just learn about the ins and out of everything. I kind of saw a lot of Cardi fans like, she didn't do none of that. She was talented, and she got her. And I'm like, no. Like it's a reason.
Well, I mean, Cardi B has admitted that she attempted to pay. She said she tried. She paid $60,000 to get songs played. But none of that makes your shit go to number one, which is correct.
None of that makes that shit go to number one.
That's what she said. She said, I don't try. She also said, if it was possible to fuck my way to the top, that would have been a much easier route, so I would have taken that one. Ooh. If it were possible.
She said, it's that good, huh?
But this is my thing. That's what Nikki got to understand. Like, yes, okay, if Nikki write every word that she spit, then of course she's better on that. But when it comes to music these days, it's all about entertainment value.
Yeah.
Cardi B is entertaining. She will never be in nobody's top five.
Ever.
Lyricist.
And I like her, but you know,
that statement that I just said about her saying if I could have fucked my way to the top, I would. That's when they gotta understand. That's why we love her so much.
Yeah.
Cause she keeping G real. That's why we love her so much. This bitch go on Instagram live with her hair fucked up, no makeup.
Yeah,
you know, back in the day, her teeth was crooked. When I started following Cardi B, she had like 7,000 or 9,000 followers or some shit like that. That girl used to be dusty, chain smoking cigarettes in the back, you know, in the locker room at the strip club. Like, we saw her come up, and that's why we love her, because everybody loves a success story like that. Whereas Nikki, you've been rapping about your pussy and niggas paying for it for the past 12 years, when the reality was you was taking care of a nigga for 12 years.
You know what I'm saying? I hate when the strippers be, like, on IG Live, and they just, like, got it up, like, on the little, like, boudoir. And they just, like, talking. I'm like, baby, like...
Right.
I'm not here for this, you know.
And then I just feel like that's backwards hustling anyway, because if the goal is to get you to come to strip club to see me naked, why the fuck would I post myself naked?
Yeah, I don't want
to. On Instagram. You ain't gotta come now, because you didn't see me twerking my booty hole right in the fucking camera.
The whole booty hole.
Whole booty hole. What you gotta come pay to see me for now?
And like,
that's backwards hustling.
And like, I don't mind when they do that, but it's like, I don't want to see you like baking a cake at the house. Like, I don't, if I see your IG live notification at like 4 p.m., I'm gonna be like, no. Like,
well, I would rather see a stripper baking a cake than seeing them stripping on IG, because that let me know how dumb of a hoe you really are. That's not smart hoeing. I like smart hoes. I love smart hoes.
I respect smart,
that's why I love Cardi B. That's why I love Cardi B.
Smart sex workers, and I'm gonna call them sex workers because I don't want anybody to be like, yeah, you cis hit.
But see, to me, you know, when it comes to labels like that, it's only offensive if you're offended by the actions behind it. You know, a whore is a girl who sell pussy.
Yeah.
If you got a problem with that word, that means you got a problem with a bitch selling pussy. I don't have a problem with a bitch selling pussy. So I don't have a problem with that word. When I say hoe, I don't mean it in a derogatory manner. If anything, it's a praise, because I'm out here busting my ass making my money, and all you do is 15 minutes worth of work if you want to. So who's really the smarter one?
Well, you know, thinking about that though, because like, I see the videos of like the strippers, and like they have like the money spread out, and they're like counting it up, and they're like, yeah, one night, and I'm like, yeah, baby, but that's been like six ways, and like, hello.
I mean, that shit getting split evenly now. Now, I'm going to tell you, the dumbest stripper in the world is one who has a pimp. Now, that's really dumb.
Yeah.
Now, you is the dumbest bitch on earth.
Yeah. Like, having a pimp as a stripper, because it's like, are you selling pussy?
Right, because, every time I ask, like, a person who sells pussy or something, what is the purpose of the pimp? The answer is always, because he protects me, blah, 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 that type shit. Okay, well, if you work at a strip club, they got paid security guards in that motherfucker. So what you need?
Yeah, like you're pretty good in there.
Right. What do you need a pimp for? So, yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy to me. But, however, Nicki Minaj raps constantly about her pussy.
Yeah.
And she gets naked and all that shit, and that's all good. But don't try to shame this girl because she took that route. You know, you pretended to take that route. Really, I don't know if you remember all the way back in her mixtape days, we not even knowing the whole time she got a boyfriend. She doing all that fake gay shit. She was she was saying that she was Lil Wayne's mistress.
Yeah,
she was trying. She was trying to portray herself.
The Lil Pimp.
Yeah, she was going really, really hard to portray herself, not as just sexy, but as a hoe.
Yeah.
You know. And so then to turn around and be like, "Oh, you was once a stripper. Oh, I didn't have to fuck this nigga, that nigga." Baby, that is the whole life you have portrayed.
Yeah.
Cardi B is 10 years behind you. So that means that it was probably you that made her take that path. You know what I'm saying?
How old is Cardi
B? You know,
Cardi
B is 25 years old and Nicki Minaj is
like
35.
Yeah.
So that means when Nicki Minaj first came out, Cardi B in high school listening to this girl talk about some, yes, I put my wet pussy on him and he buy me this.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm pretty sure Nicki Minaj being from New York too, I'm pretty sure Cardi B was a fan of her. Matter of fact, I know for a fact she was, because when she used to make her videos back in the day, she used to, you know, quote Nicki Minaj, listen to Nicki Minaj songs, all that type shit. Nicki Minaj was really like the only female rapper that's been doing anything for the past few years. So I'm pretty sure she was influenced by her.
Well, I mean, you know, and that's just how it goes as far as, you know, the industry and everything with the female rappers, which I think Nicki could have kind of prevented this a little bit, or this would have been a softer blow of her, like, not being number one. If she would have just,
well, you know,
if possible. Well,
and that's the thing, if possible, because it seems like they just won't let women coexist.
Yeah.
However, look, Nicki wasn't trying to coexist with nobody.
Nah, she wasn't.
Even
like,
she was
completely in it as well. Like, I'm not giving her no kind of sympathy or anything. Like, you played there. Like, especially like when we were talking about how she was at the BET Awards that time, like, oh, of course I won't. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of stuff come back to bite.
Yeah, that shit, Aggie. Like, yeah. Oh, well, I can't even believe I won. How insulting was that to the other four women that were nominated? That was extremely insulting.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she done rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. But when Lil' Kim was coming after her, I felt it was corny because Lil' Kim is an icon and will always be one.
Mm-hmm.
So to be worried about numbers and shit, you know, like, you ain't, it's plenty of male icons who ain't never ever had no album sell multi-platinum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they have their place in there. They are there forever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Lil' Kim is one of them. And at this point, Nicki Minaj is too. So it looked goofy as hell for Lil' Kim to, you know, come after Nicki the way she did. And now it looked goofy as hell for her to be coming after Cardi the way she did. And then if you remember at the Met Gala when Cardi B was the belle of the ball, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she was pregnant at the time. She came through with the best outfit. She came through and she got all the attention. And Nicki Minaj dress was garbage once again. And when nobody giving a fuck about her. And so then you got pictures of the Met Gala where Nicki Minaj and Cardi B were talking. And you could see by the looks on their face that Nicki Minaj was explaining herself and Cardi B was giving her the yeah bitch whatever face.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, that's why I love Cardi B, because any other girl in Cardi B's position would be afraid to go after somebody in Nicki Minaj's position.
Yeah.
But when Cardi B say on site, she mean it, and that's why motherfuckers love her. That's why we love her like that.
So I got two questions, because I feel like you would know this answer to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
One, Lil' Kim, was she wearing like a cup in that hardcore cover, or was that just like?
I think that was just her pussy, and I think your fifth, sixth grade memory of it is making it a lot fatter than it really was.
No, I'm
like
looking at it right now. It was
looked like a pussy. I don't know why women, and most women when they squat down in that position, pussies are going to look like that.
Oh. Yeah, I'm looking at it now, and I'm like, yeah, that's.
Cause I remember when I was in the eighth grade, niggas was looking at that shit like, oh my god,
yeah.
And I'm just like, y'all, that's what everybody pussy looked like if they were to be squatting, okay?
Yeah, that coochie was huge. All right, two, who is Ra Ali? Cause I don't know who she was, but I saw her, and I let Ra Ali beat me up right now.
Well, the first I ever heard of her was, well, most people know her from Love and Hip Hop New York, but I knew her prior to that because she owned a shoe store in New York, and she was known for credit card fraud and was jailed for it on several occasions.
Ooh, ooh, I like it. I like it. Man, she looked like she'll hit me over the head with a bottle.
But you know what? I think when you've never seen a person in person, that mm-hmm. them cameras do tricks. I don't, you know, some girls be looking extra big boned and thick on camera, and then you see them in person and they just like look like a regular size ass person.
Oh, well, I mean, just knowing what I know, you know, doing this shit, you know, when you cross the legs and give a little side profile.
Like, yeah, she thick, but she went and got her whole body done from head to toe, though. She was a fat bitch that went and got shit sucked out in the right places. So,
man, it looked good. Cause I'm looking at this bikini pic. I'm like, Because I saw dudes like, man, y'all like that bitch.
You remember in that No Frauds song with Nicki Minaj where Nicki gonna say, what she say? Ra took you to her doctor to look like Ra and you came out looking like Nah, whatever she said.
Oh. Damn. Ra got the big girl forearms, though.
She's a big girl. She just get lipo on their stomach. That's the new thing. These bitches get fat and then they just get their stomach stuck out. That's it.
I fuck with it too.
Shit.
Yeah, right. I think.
But some of these motherfuckers be having a whole turkey arm going on and some stomach super flat.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's one chick from Mississippi. I ain't going to say
her I know
Instagram,
exactly what you're talking about.
You know
I
exactly what
I'm
talking about.
Yeah,
she's a legit fat bitch with no stomach, and it looks like, baby, you get the arms done too if you finna do that, cause them arms give it away.
Hey,
like
yo, she be showing the before and after picture. I'd be like, baby, don't show that before picture.
Okay,
come on, man. I know exactly. I know I'm finna go to her page. I know exactly who.
Look, just long as these chicks don't pretend like they got it through diet and exercise and flat tummy tea. That's the shit that pissed me off.
Yeah, I fuck with her about that because she straight up like, yeah, I had surgery.
Yeah, and I want Keisha Kaur to do the same thing, bitch. Tell me who the doctor is.
Yeah, Keisha Kaur look good.
Hell yeah, she look good. Bitch, ain't even got no belly button no more, bitch. You trying to tell me you lost your belly button when you lost your weight?
Yeah,
no.
I'm looking at that. Damn, she just got this stomach, like, completely taken out, and everything else is just, like, come
huge.
On, baby. Like, come on, baby. Like, that literally doesn't make sense. Like, she drawn, like,
and then,
made,
and
like,
then that's another thing, too. It's one thing when you get the fat transfer, they suck it out, put it back in, and you don't have any scars. But when them girls go get them tummy tucks,
and they belly button be looking fucked up,
and not, you look like Frankenstein. You got the whole line going from hip to hip that they try to get a tattoo put over. Belly button be all misplaced. That happened to Delicious. She got the keloid. She looked like she got a little chocolate Cheerio for a belly button.
Man, Delicious. I wish she wouldn't have got it done, man. She was just...
You know, I want her to sit her old ass down, and I ain't even got no problem. Look, you fine and all that shit, and that's cool, but I'm pretty sure her daughters are tired.
Man, you know what?
Of recording their mama. Could you imagine you trying to do your homework and your mama, like, record this video for me right quick, shaking my ass in this thong. You know it's her children recording these videos. You know it is.
I ain't want to think about that, honestly.
I remember my homegirl pointed out one of the videos, the angle it was at, she was like, her youngest daughter is recording it because that camera all the way on the floor. I said, Lord Jesus.
Damn, it's recorded too. Damn.
And she one of them, she ain't had no choice but to admit to the tummy tuck.
Oh, yeah,
because
of course.
She ain't had no choice but to admit to it because her belly button ended up looking like a cabbage patch belly button. But she will not admit to that bell pepper nose getting chopped down.
Oh yeah, she had the Mike Jackson
to that lie.
On. Yeah,
she's sticking to that lie. Talking about some makeup and contour and camera angles.
Nah,
bitch,
now she got
lie.
The little hoovy nose. Like, oh yeah, I'm looking at this. Yeah, that's obviously. I'm gonna tell you how I know that's obviously done because her nostrils has gone up. So like the
well, it's just smaller.
Like,
just go. Google a picture of her from Flavor of Love, and her nose was as wide as her mouth, okay?
I don't know about that now.
Go, look at it. Look at it. Because I be having damn self, because she always lying about it.
delicious flavor of love. I used to be in love with Boots. Oh hell yeah, she obviously got her nose done. Now it ain't Mike Jack Bell Pepper, but it's a.
She had a wide face done too.
Looking at it,
she got her chin done. She got her chin and her nose done.
Yeah, cause she had the little longer chin.
Uh huh. It's hard to say you hate it when it looks better. Like even with Kylie Jenner, I was disturbed by the fact that she was 15, 16 having so much surgery, but damn, the bitch look good though.
Yeah, but I just like it's real easy to turn into Lil' Kim, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's only if you got some dysmorphia going on.
Yeah.
If you ain't got dysmorphia going on, you know when to quit.
I think that shit like tattoos, how people say they get addicted to getting tattoos.
Nah. I mean, it's plenty of girls you can name that I had surgery that stopped at the right time. Yeah. It don't keep going. Lil' Kim got whatever Michael Jackson had going on.
Yeah, man, I hate that shit too. I used to like hood Lil' Kim, just regular old.
Well, you know, it hurt me from a kid because I remember being so infatuated with her. I mean, of course, me growing up in Mississippi, growing up with very classy women who quote-unquote stayed in their place type of women. Mm-hmm. And to see somebody like Lil' Kim just be so boisterous and confident. And I looked at her and I'm like, she dark-skinned. She got a big nose. She ain't got no titties, no ass, but look at her. She just out here like, fuck, I'm the shit. And I admired that so much. It didn't make me be like, oh, God, I want to walk around in a bikini and a fur coat just like Lil' Kim. No, I was inspired by her confidence. And then when I saw her getting all that surgery, I was like, damn, it's fake. Oh, man,
she got the two lines coming down at the top of her nose now to make the point. Ooh. Damn, Kim.
Yeah. Oh, look, Kim look a hot mess. Like, she out of there. Like, she out of there. Her body looked like a zucchini squash.
Yeah.
Her cheeks is all, I just don't know.
I hate
it's
that,
a mess. Man. I do too.
Damn, okay. But yeah, so Cardi.
I really loved her.
Cardi and Nicki, man. So, this is my thing.
So, how do you feel about them fighting? Because look, Nicki Minaj gets on there and says, I was so embarrassed.
The upper echelon people, the quote unquote.
The upper echelon.
Yeah. The rich people.
Bitch, upper echelon, you in a room full of prostitutes and cokeheads.
Prostitutes?
What you mean?
Cokeheads and child molesters. Like it ain't yeah.
Fuck you mean upper echelon. Yeah, they got some money, but you do too. The only difference between you and them is their skin tone. So that's the way
and,
I took that.
You know, I kinda took it like that too. Like, come on, Kim. Don't do this.
Cause nigga, you rich just like the rest of them folks in there. And at this point, Cardi B got a few meals too. So What you mean upper echelon?
Yeah, don't do the only
person that could have walked in that room and made me feel embarrassed for handling my business is Oprah.
Yeah, cause she's that's just the only. Like, come on. Nigga.
Yeah, cause this is Oprah. Yeah. I don't never want Oprah to look at me in disgust.
Yeah,
that would ruin the rest of my life.
Like, come on, baby. This ain't Kosciuszko.
That's the only person that can make me feel shame for acting a fool. But fuck them white folks. Fuck them white folks.
And that's where it came, like, when it came off like that, I'm like, all right, Kim. I mean, all right, nigga.
And then talking about, I'm humiliated. Nah, but see, that's the thing, though. We know, we seen Cardi. We see how she act. The only problem I have with Cardi reacting the way she did is, don't let this bitch fuck up your money.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't think you're gonna get fucked up.
No, I don't. But just don't put yourself in a position where some of these people in that room that could have come at you for some deals or something, be like, I don't know. She a loose
she
cannon.
Wild,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't let Nicki do that. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing. But as far as her handling her shit, because like she said in her note she put on Instagram, I done came at you once, twice in public. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is next time I see you, you know?
And she did that.
Yeah.
Damn, that was wild, man.
But I don't know how she thought she was finna fight in all that fabric, but you know.
I mean, you don't think
about both of them had on a whole lot of fabric. Yeah. I don't know what they was finna do.
Yeah, you ain't really thinking about that when, you know, you like, man, I'm finna beat this motherfucker. What last time you got in the fight?
I was 24. It was on my birthday. I was out with my friend and she legit got jealous of the attention I was getting on my birthday. So when she dropped me off at home, I still was calm. I had a good day. I had collected a lot of money. I was drunk. She was cussing me out the whole way, okay? And so this bitch took my phone, which at the time it was like a flip phone. Mm-hmm. She took it and threw it. I still wasn't mad. All I wanted to find was the SIM so I could get a new phone the next day with all this money I done collected.
Wait, are you still cool with her?
Yeah, still my girl.
Oh. Okay.
So... But yeah, so she broke my phone, and then I was like, bitch, you better help me find this SIM card, which she did. Crawled around on the ground and helped me find it, but was still cussing me out. So then we standing like face to face, and I'm still calm. And as she was saying whatever she got to say, and then she was like, bitch. And then she took two fingers, not even her whole hand, and like slapped my face. The two fingers insulted me more than a whole hand slap, because it was just like, bitch, you ain't finna do shit. You know what I'm saying? Man, I blacked the fuck out on her ass. It was clothes, hair, necklaces, earrings, all over that fucking... She got her ass dragged, drug all over that fucking parking lot.
Is she... And y'all still cool now?
Still cool.
Oh, wow.
The next day, we weren't... Like, she was still mad at me, but the next day, she brought me a phone.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
That's why we still cool, because it just, you know, some people just got to catch the fade with, but I can respect that, though. I can respect her being just like, you know, I'm mad, but I still fuck with you type
shit. Yeah, that's wild.
And she's mellowed out a lot since we've gotten older, but yeah, she was just one of them jealous friends. She was one of them people that didn't like other people. Like, if I was out in public, you know, she just wanted all my attention. Like, you my friend type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so she wouldn't find you because people were showing her attention. She would find you like, bitch, why you...
No, she was she was jealous of the attention. Oh, for okay. Sure. Okay. Yeah, she was jealous of the attention. Yeah.
Okay.
And the funny part about this is that wasn't the only time. That was the only time we came to blows, but it wasn't the only time that an argument would happen because I was getting more attention to her, But what's crazy about it is it be when she drunk, but I get her drunk. Like, on my birthday, if somebody be like, oh, it's your birthday, let me buy you a drink, I order two. So every drink I get, you get one, bitch.
Yeah.
For free. So now you drunk and want to fight me because you drunk. I'm the one who got your ass drunk.
That's wild. That's wild.
Might not have it now, but I just got me a check.
Shooting situation. I'm gonna let you explain it because you closer to it than me. So
yeah, my best friend actually lives in that building. She lives on the floor beneath the guy. And
did you know him?
No, but the video that has been going around on media, her little sister recorded that video. I say little sister, but she grown.
Oh wow.
Yeah, her little sister recorded that video. The one that's going around.
Oh.
Uh huh. And so, from what they tell me, and what my friend, first of all, she already was like, didn't like moving over there. She just moved over there in June. Mm-hmm. And her number one complaint was how you could hear everything. She would say that from the time she walked in there, like, these walls are so paper thin, I can hear somebody cough, sneeze. Dang. But when this happened in the floor above her, she say, all she heard was two shots and then, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
So, if people don't know, which I don't understand how people wouldn't know, because if you listen to the podcast, you probably keep up with social media.
Let's say, so Botham Jean, so yeah, let me, and no, what's even more crazy, though, first of all, let me just map this out for people who don't live in Dallas. Southside Flats is less than one block away from the main Dallas police station. Okay. Less than one block away. Less than one block away. Like, when that she drove that police officer, while they, she was so tired and da-da-da-da-da. She could have walked to her apartment in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's how close it is to where she worked. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. One of my friends who was in that area at the time, it's the 7-Eleven right next to the apartments, and they were not letting residents in the gate. They wouldn't let anybody in or out. And so people were asking the police, of course it was crawling with police. They were asking them, what happened? Why can't we go home? The police wouldn't even speak. I mean, not one word. It wasn't like, hey, we are, tending to a crime scene, something happened, nothing. The police were all completely silent, which I felt like it started with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, this whole, the way they're handling it, it started from the very beginning with the police not even uttering a sound to people they weren't even letting go home.
They're just like, yo, be cool.
Yep. Mm. And so, she was pacing back and forth. They also got the 911 call where I actually have clients. I'm a hairstylist for people listening. I have clients who are judges in Dallas County, and they have heard and seen, you know, things that we ain't seen or heard.
Privy to, yeah, that happened.
Uh-huh. And they said that, you know, on the 911 call, she was praying for him. And then, of course, as a judge, you're going to look at things from the most completely unbiased perspective. You're supposed to, at least. And, you know, they were like, I genuinely feel it was an accident. I was like, I genuinely feel it was an accident, too. Just like it's an accident when a drunk driver hits somebody head on and kill everybody in the car. Mm. That don't stop them from going to jail, though, does it?
That does not stop them from going to jail.
Somebody getting their car drunk, they like, no, I'm finna kill a whole family headed to church. Yeah. No, they don't say that in their mind. There's no premeditation. They didn't mean to do it. But that doesn't mean that if you were so reckless in your behavior that you totally disregarded someone else's life, that is worthy of punishment regardless.
Because my thing is, I could see if it was like your car and it's the same model car. And you're like, and you put your key in there, and you're like, oh, shit, this ain't even my car. But it's like another apartment on a different floor with shit around the door that you ain't got around your door. Like, you aren't that tired, baby.
Exactly. And then also, when you walk into your house, well, when you walk into other people's houses, when you walk into your own house, you don't smell nothing. But when you walk into other people's house, the first thing that hits you is the smell. Everybody's house got a smell. And let me tell you, any 26-year-old single man definitely got a smell. And it's probably balls and socks, okay?
I mean, mine is.
So as soon as she opened that door, the smell should have hit her, first of all. Second of all, the way the apartment is laid out, his apartment was facing a courtyard, which means it was like an open, you know, grassy area, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And his door was facing the outside. The hallway is very brightly lit. For everybody listening who ain't never been to this property, I have. My best friend lived there. The hallways are very well lit. So when you open the door, you would see into the apartment. So for her to be like, oh, it was just this big shadowy figure. In order for it to be so dark that you couldn't see in, that means you walked into the dark and let the door close behind you. Because if the door was open, you would be able to see in, first of all. Second of all,
so if you shoot him, like, as soon as he came to the door?
Well, see, that's where her story gets murky. It keeps going from, I keep hearing she put her key, because they have key fobs. They have fobs. They don't have a regular metal key.
Okay.
So the fob, when you go in, when you put the fob in, the light gonna turn green or red. It's almost just like a hotel key would. Now, if you're familiar with, you know, modern hotel doors and keys, mm-hmm. there is some kind of magnetic mechanism. So it is almost impossible for that door to have been ajar like she said it was.
That is true.
Because once those things get within close vicinity of each other, it snaps together. You know what I'm saying? Also, let's just say she was on duty and this was a call she got. Let's just say that scenario, because really, this is not an officer involved shooting. This is a civilian, period. She was off work. I don't care.
She was off work, yeah.
She was off work. However, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, that this was a on-duty call. If you walk up to a door and it is cracked or not closed well, and you open it and you push it and it's dark, as a police officer,
you calling back police.
Thank you. First of all,
I mean, I dispatched for 3 years. They'll be like, hey, I got an open door. Send me somebody.
You're not going to walk into a dark residence without a partner, for one. And for two, you damn sure not finna walk in there in the dark and let the door close behind you. It's people who call the police just to ambush them. So even if she did not follow police protocol, even if she was on duty. Mm-hmm. And shooting at a shadowy figure, even in your own house as a police officer, that makes, like, if this was just a regular person and made that call, that would be different. Being a trained police officer making that call makes even less sense.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, it's definitely wild.
And then the fact that today we find out, first of all, the affidavit that was written was a completely bullshit. And then, by the way, the police chief of Dallas is a black woman that came from Detroit and shit. I totally disagree with her decision to pass the case off to Texas Rangers. First of all, I don't know what it is, but Texas Rangers sound racist, like just the name. Texas Rangers sound like a black person ain't gonna win in this situation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The Texas Rangers, that shit sounds just a little too Wild West. You know what I'm saying?
It does.
So, I think that her being a black woman and being a police chief, she did not want that pressure on her to prosecute, to, you know, which was just the wrong call. Or not just that, the Sanford police chief who died of an opioid overdose after Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that. She just didn't. But that was the wrong call. She shouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
Period. She shouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
Mm. The fact that today they're coming out with a warrant for not to search Amber, whatever her last name is, apartment.
Oh yeah, they're searching.
They searched his.
Yeah, and they found the weed.
And they found some weed, but no. Did you see the whole list of shit they said they found?
No, what they say they found?
A thermal lunchbox, a bulletproof vest, two shell casings.
Oh boy.
A book bag with police paperwork in it. They say that the bulletproof vest had police on it, too.
They said they found it in his apartment?
They found... How y'all found a bulletproof vest, two shell cases, but no gun?
Yeah.
No gun. Anybody who... does that make sense? I found two shell cases, but I don't have no gun.
I ain't got no gun.
Yeah, That don't make no kind of sense. Hold on, I'm finna pull the list up right now of all the shit they said they found.
Alright.
My friend texted to me, hold on. Alright. They say and first of all, the warrant was specifically sought to find drugs or guns.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. Which I don't, that makes no sense because he is not the culprit in this case.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know.
Okay, so this is what they found. This is what they claim they found. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know why they listed all this shit anyway. Because, and like, if y'all seized all this shit, what was the purpose? Two fire cartridge casings, one laptop computer, one black backpack with police equipment and paperwork, one insulated lunchbox, one black ballistic vest with police markings, one, hold on, damn. So my friend, she sent me a damn video recording of the shit instead of just sending me a link. Your phone ring?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to have to edit that. So I might as well start this
over. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So two fire cartridge cases, one laptop computer, one black backpack with police equipment and paperwork, one insulated lunchbox, one black ballistic vest with police markings, 10.4 grams of marijuana in Ziploc. It say in Ziploc bags, as if it was the intent to sell. Now, we seen the pictures of this nigga. We know what job he had. You know, damn well this nigga wasn't selling no weed, okay?
Yeah, he didn't look like he was selling weed.
Right. One metal marijuana grinder, two RFID keys, which is the fob.
Yeah.
The fob that they use at the apartments. Two used packages of medical aid. Now, explain to me why that shit was even seized. Like, they trying to make him sound like a terrorist.
They
trying to,
when they said insulated lunchbox, it's like,
lunchbox. Oh, okay. Y'all trying to turn him into a, because keep in mind, he was an immigrant now.
Yeah, yeah. He
so now y'all going to try
Nigerian,
to make.
He was right?
No, he was from St. Lucia.
St. Lucia. Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I got Nigerian from. But
okay. You just assume all black people over here from Nigeria.
Of course,
okay?
Of course. Give me some jollof rice. No, I don't know where I saw that from, but I had saw Nigeria. But yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Dallas is overrun with Nigerians, but we got Dallas and Houston.
Uh-huh.
We probably got the second highest Nigerian population next to Nigeria.
Like the second. That's funny. That is funny.
I love them, though. Them niggas be walking around with them Gucci loafers and them ashy ankles, baby.
Yeah.
Can't tell them nothing.
Can't tell them a damn thing. So, you think she gonna get off, man? Because I'm not even...
It sounds like they're trying to assassinate his character from the jump. They're trying to take any jewelry pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
and but this is all I'm gonna say. These folks in Dallas is not playing with these folks. We already saw that a couple years ago when they got shot at, right?
Yeah.
We already saw that.
Yeah.
So if they don't handle this shit properly, for one, Miss Black Woman Police Chief gonna have to go.
That's the one where they sent in J5 from Blank Man to kill Buddy.
Right. And second of all, yeah, some shit finna get burnt the fuck down if they don't handle this shit properly.
Yeah.
You know, people are pissed. They're very pissed. And it, I mean, like I said, it's one thing for it to be accident, but the way they're handling it from the moment that it happened has just been in her favor, period.
Yeah.
The affidavit was complete garbage. Yeah. You know, the way the police are supposed to write an affidavit is supposed to be from a non-biased standpoint and include all the facts from every angle. Instead, the affidavit was just, she didn't mean it.
Yeah. Her bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oops.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is.
Yeah. Let's not
forget the pictures that have popped up with her homegirl. I'm assuming her mom, because she looked just like her, with the All Lives Matter t-shirt on.
Yeah.
And then it was another picture of her, which I'm assuming is a family member, because the same mama was in that same picture, and the dude was throwing a little racist all-white hand symbol.
Oh, the little okay sign?
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't see that one. Like, I got a...
Yeah. He was doing it. It was very intentional, because he was doing it with both hands. It wasn't like a, hey, guys. Yeah. You know, it was both hands, and he also had them stacked on top of each other, like the circles was making an eight, which, you know, an eight is a significant...
Yeah.
Yeah, for Nazis. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, this is going to be fucked up, but man, like, I just know how it's going to go, so I'm not trying to get mad by paying attention to it. Which is more like...
But that bothers me too, because I don't want to get complacent with it. Yeah, that's what they're, exactly. Because just like with anything else in American history, they're going to keep doing it until people just stop caring.
Yeah, it's just like, eh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I hate that shit.
But the fact that they trying to assassinate his character, and then the Fox News headline is, oh, they found weed and bought some jeans. So the fuck what? In Dallas? You can have up to 4 ounces of weed on you and not go to jail. So I don't even know why that was the headline. We found weed in his apartment. I don't give a fuck if y'all found a meth lab in there.
And, like, also, I'm just kind of like, weed? Like, you know, like.
And then, like I say, in Dallas, you can have up to 4 ounces on you and not get in no kind of trouble. Like, if the police want to give you a ticket for it, they can. It's not completely legal. But 9 times out of 10, you won't. You can go, even before they made that rule, mm-hmm. police in Dallas were very tolerant of weed even before that.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I just don't see, I mean, I just don't
so that just shouldn't, have, like, that was completely insignificant. Yeah.
It's like, it's weed.
And regardless, I don't care what kind of drugs he was on. If somebody running your house, whatever your reaction is warranted. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
So it don't matter if he was on drugs. I don't care what kind of drugs he was on. I don't care. If somebody come in my house, whatever happens to them is on them, not me. Period.
Yeah, I agree. And then it's just weird, man. It's just a really, 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 really weird situation. And
her story keep changing, and they protecting her, and just.
And I think it's one of those things where it is what it is when you look at it, and
if that grand jury
a way to not pull it that way.
Well, Texas is definitely a gunslinging place.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And my biggest fear is the grand jury don't even indict her. You know?
Well, I think they can't not indict. Like, it's not 1991. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, we gotta indict her at least. Like, we gotta spend the money on the trial. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, shit. You remember that dude? They had to go back and get him again. That one dude in Florida that killed that boy in that car because they was at a gas station playing their music too loud.
Oh, Jordan Davis.
Yeah, they let him go one time.
Yeah, he went off. He got off originally.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn it. Oh, man.
And Texas and Florida pretty much got the same attitude towards guns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Man. But, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's bumming me out, man.
I know. It is.
Like, damn, man.
And then watching that, did you watch the Trayvon Martin 6-part series? Did you watch it?
Nah.
Well, yeah, it was one of the things that I kind of had to be in the proper mood. Like, I recorded it, but I just had to be in the right mood to watch that shit because it was infuriating.
Yeah,
it was infuriating. And you know, the last episode was pretty much all about George Zimmerman post-trial and how much trouble he got in after that. And they said that this man was walking around, said he was walking around with bags of Skittles in his pocket.
Yeah.
So when people would come up to him and basically congratulate him on killing the child. Yes.
Like, he was trying to sell the gun.
Ain't no trying to. He did for $250,000, and that shit really pissed me off.
Oh,
like
he
that,
actually sold it? See, I didn't know if he actually sold it or not.
That gun, had you bought it at a store, was about $200.
Yeah.
He sold that gun for $250,000.
See, like, that kind of stuff is like.
And then let's also not forget them paintings, them little bullshit stencil spray paint paintings he sold for $100,000.
$150,000. Yeah.
Like, I mean, that really. Let's not forget that he posted pictures of Trayvon's dead body. Do you remember that?
I do not remember that.
He tweeted, George Zimmerman is banned from Twitter.
Well, I know he was banned from Twitter.
That's why. Because he was tweeting the crime scene photo, like, yeah, you see what I did this time, I'll do it to you, basically.
Oh, shit, man. Shit, yeah. Man. This is my thing about George. I think that, I know a lot of people are like, man, why won't somebody kill this nigga? And, you know, I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure.
Well, you know, the one person that did shoot at him, which I was kind of pissed off at black people, because that one guy who had got into it with him on some road race shit, or he probably just saw it was George Zimmerman and took a shot at his ass. Shot at him, he's in jail. Yeah. Now, George Zimmerman done pulled guns on multiple people. Even on that damn, on the special, they have audio of him. The police got called on him in a bar for harassing a black person. And you hear the police officer and you hear a lady talking, and they said something about, did you talk to the other guy involved? And George Zimmerman said, no, he didn't talk to the nigger. Because he's a nigger lover.
Yeah, see, the thing about him, I think he, that's one of them things where, like, you ever met somebody and, like, they won their first fight? And they think, like, man, I'm going to beat a motherfucker ass. And yeah. They're like, you got away with killing a kid. So,
right, well, but you know, like, if, and see, that's the thing. The fact that people were sympathetic to him, even that jury member who did interviews and shit, like, yeah, he probably was wrong, but he has the right to defend himself. Yeah. No. If you are a person who really just your back was up against the wall and you had no choice but to kill somebody, that would not be something you want to brag about. I can't think of the rapper's name, but he did an interview with Vlad TV, so that Cat Daddy song, whoever sang that song, I can't remember. He was recalling a story where it was a home invasion, and he had to kill one of the people who ran up in his house, and he was crying.
Yeah.
Like, this is not something you want to do.
Like, you don't want to kill people, man.
You don't want to do that. And so the fact that they were like, so the jury was sympathetic to him, like, oh, he just had no choice. And then this nigga turn around and be like, yeah, I killed one time, I kill again.
I'll do it again. I'm like, bro, you gonna get shot in the fucking face.
I just really want somebody to take his ass out, though, for real.
Man, like,
I really do.
I do not want
George Zimmerman to live a long life and die of natural causes.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't want that to happen, okay? And I don't wish death on nobody. But no, I don't want him to get the opportunity to live to 70, 80 years old and die of natural causes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want you to get taken out the same fucking way. I want you to say something stupid to the right person and let them shoot the fuck at you, and then they get off on stand your ground.
Yeah.
And they use your history for the past 10 plus years.
Like, hey, of man, being he been wilding. Like,
right.
He's in some shit every other year, and they're like, well.
Right. That's what I want to happen to him.
I kind of didn't like that Jay-Z line about Zimmerman.
Why?
Well, Jay, I mean, who's the millionaire?
it's a valid point.
I mean, it's a valid point. Like, I think
because you got motherfuckers like literally, like, yeah, you know, motherfuckers is getting mad over pussy, getting mad over Instagram comments, and shooting each other.
Yeah,
I think it would be a way more worthy cause to go to jail for killing George Zimmerman than it would to kill some nigga you was cool with and y'all fucked the same chick or something.
Like, it's two dudes that shouldn't be walking around. Well, one locked up, but it's two dudes.
Who, Trump? We can't say that on iTunes.
Oh boy,
iTunes.
Fucking George Zimmerman and Dylan Roof.
Oh man.
Like, real talk, like, Roof gotta go, bro.
Well, he in jail.
But I'm saying,
look, you know, let me tell you, if I was in jail for the rest of my life, no parole is no, like, it's no chance I'm getting out.
Why not?
that would be my mission.
I'd be like, man, you know, that motherfucker.
Yeah, that would be my mission. If, like, ain't no chance of me ever seeing the light of day again, then I'm going to avenge the, like, I'm going to get him, I'm going to get these child molesters, I'm taking their ass out.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the federal death penalty that he got, that's going to be, like, 15 years from now. If that.
Oh, he might be longer than that.
Yeah.
Because I can see the death penalty being abolished in the next 20 years.
Oh yeah, I think it will. I think in the next 10, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It's the return of the big dog. Calculated plan, big ball. Ball shit, they compare me to Rick Ross. But I ain't Ross, and this ain't Maybach, nigga. Took some L's, now I'm looking for that payback, nigga.
Say that, nigga.
A beast, and I'ma stay that, nigga. Brought that heavy needle crane, scared away that, nigga. Don't compare me to other rappers, homie. We just differ. They say, Dollar, you slow it down. Now my plate got bigger, and I need pins and all of my ends. The perception's getting misused. Let's get a new lens.
All right, so cool. All right, so we got him out the way. R. Kelly, man. The king of R&P. So that was hilarious.
Yes, the king of R&P.
Yeah. Like, that's hilarious. First.
So yeah, new allegations came out. His brother Casey Kelly accused him of molesting their 14-year-old cousin and said that it was over an extended period of time, and a couple years later she gave birth to a child, and no DNA tests have been done to find out who the baby daddy is. So it's a possibility that it could be R. Kelly.
And you know, the weirdest thing is, I didn't know R. Kelly had so much like family. Because, like, every couple of years, it's like, R. Kelly's daughter. Or then it's like, R. Kelly's wife. And then it's like, R. Kelly's brother. I'm like, oh, okay. Damn. But, yeah, man. So, like, at this point, I think R. Kelly is in that place where no matter what's said about him, it could be the most strangest shit ever. But in the back of your mind, you like, man, that shit might have happened. Like, I definitely think he's in that. And, that's a very serious claim. And I don't think someone's family, even if you just, like, fucking hate them, would make
sense. Well, look, you know, at this point, at least come publicly, on now.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, you know, like, had we never heard of this shit where R. Kelly and his brother said that, I could understand you being like, I don't know now.
I don't know, man. That seems
kind of... But come on, baby. Yeah. At this point, you know, that's just like somebody saying, I saw evidence smoking some weed. Well, you probably did.
It ain't like R. Kelly just balling right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga living in extended...
Well, let him tell it. Yeah, let him tell it. He completely broke, but... He talking about, you know, he ain't signed the right paperwork, this and that. But really, these little girls you fucking are suing you, and you have to pay them. That's a big reason why you're broke.
That is a hard reason, R. Kelly. So yeah, man, I don't understand how people. Even if a motherfucker accuse you of something like that, and it falls in line of what you've been accused of, I just don't understand how people can still say, man, you know what I want to hear right now? I want to hear some fucking seems like you're ready.
Well, not that song. Okay.
But yeah, that's what I'm like, damn, like.
Not that one, but I mean, See, the thing about it is, like, I totally understand if you never want to hear any of his music again. But I also totally understand if you still fuck with some of it, because there are so many artists throughout history.
Oh, yeah, there's just fucking pieces. Like,
that have done fucked up shit.
People worship Miles Davis, and Miles Davis was a fucking piece of shit.
Or Jerry Lee Lewis, or James Brown, like, or...
James Brown was not a good person at
all. Oh, listen, one of the guitarists from the Rolling Stones, which you know how much people respect them.
Yeah, Keith Richards.
Not Keith Richards, it was another one. He was 47 years old and was fucking a 13-year-old. He married her when she turned 18. But they started fucking when she was 13. Yeah. And it was public knowledge at the time. This shit happened in like the 70s or something.
Yeah.
It was public knowledge at the time. So, and you see how, you know, revered they are.
Yeah.
You know, and
I'm not like judges.
And matter of fact, all these rockers, like probably 70-80% of these rockers, didn't have full-blown relationships with little girls. I mean, of course, Russell Simmons, now even prior to all the Me Too shit, let's not forget he started dating Kamora Lee Simmons when she was 16.
Yeah, I mean, Marvin Gaye.
And he was 30-something. Yeah.
You know.
So motherfuckers, you know, like, I get if you like, no, this nigga's disgusting. I never want to hear R. Kelly voice again. Okay,
but I will
understood.
Not, and I will not judge you if you still listen to it. I will not.
Right.
But right. I just can't listen to, like.
It's just some songs I can't do.
I can't do Seems Like You're Ready.
I can't do Seems Like You're Ready. He had a song called Come to Daddy on the album with him and Jay-Z. Definitely can't listen to
that
one.
Yeah.
Can't listen to no, none of Age Ain't Nothing But Another. Number. I can't listen to that remix of My Body's Calling with Aaliyah on it.
Yeah. It's
you know
like,
what I'm saying?
It's like, damn, Kels. And like, I Believe I Can Fly is like attached to him like a fucking horrible ass, like a really cool woman that has a horrible husband. It's like, yeah, like, damn, you gotta bring Kels to the party. And like, yeah, you know how he be. Like, but yeah, man. Man, what's gonna happen with Kels? What do you think gonna happen with Kels?
Nothing.
None at all.
People don't really give a fuck about young girls as much as they claim.
No, they don't. They don't. I mean,
they don't really care that much. No, they don't care that much.
Yeah. But it's like, I just, like, damn, man. Like, I just don't want to. Not say I just don't want to, like, I just don't want to be reminded of that motherfucker in any kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm, like, we were doing a shoot one time, an engagement shoot, and, like, the couple, they were like, let's turn on some music. So, we turned on the music, and, you know, we let them control the shit or whatever. And the first thing they play is, like, R. Kelly, like, Backyard Party. And I'm like, man.
Well, you know, I was living in Chicago at the time all this shit came out. And what was crazy is whoever had the tape, they didn't send it to the police, they sent it to the Chicago Sun-Times.
Yeah.
So I remember walking up to the, you know, train station, finna go on the train, go to school that morning, and the newspaper, you know, they had like newspaper stands like they're doing, you know, like New York type shit. Big, 10-inch tall letters, R. Kelly sex tape, you know.
Yeah.
The whole city was like, whoa. And that was when he was supposed to perform at the Olympics. So he was all like, oh, people just hating and mad. They, you know, because his career was on a more of a kind of after. Because at that time, he was doing duets with Celine Dion and all this type of shit. So after that tape hit, and of course, he got bootlegged all over the fucking city. You know, niggas was adding their own garbage rap songs to it and selling it like it was a fucking mixtape. And after all of that, no radio station would play his music in Chicago, period. And WGCI was the only station that was willing to play his music. Everybody else was like a no, and pretty much in the whole country, right? So then he came out with some bullshit song that I don't think many people have heard outside of Chicago called Heaven I Need a Hug. You heard of that song
I've heard Heaven I Need a Hug.
Yeah, they WGCI was like the only song in the country that would play that shit. Heaven I Need a Hug. Is there anybody out here willing to embrace a thug? Everybody was like, nigga, shut up. You know what I'm saying? But then he came out with Step in the Name of Love. and all was forgotten, honey. All was forgotten in Chicago. I mean, before that, people was really pissed at him. He could not leave Cook County based on his bail or whatever. So I saw this nigga around town all the time. People would literally throw tomatoes at this nigga.
Wow. Like I got this I heard this nigga coming down here. Man, I got this ripe ass tomato for this motherfucker.
Dead ass. I was standing at a street corner in downtown Chicago, close to the water tower on Michigan Avenue. It was an old lady coming out of a 7-Eleven, and she had a bag of groceries, and we were both standing at the corner, and a white Benz pulled up to the red light, and she looked in that window, she saw it was R. Kelly, and she started taking the fruit out of her bag and throwing it at this nigga.
Oh, man.
And then At the time, I was working at Godiva Chocolate in the water tower, and this nigga actually came in there. He was clearly trying to make up with somebody because he was coming in the water tower every day. We were right next to Victoria's Secret. He would come buy some shit from Victoria's Secret and then come to Godiva Chocolate and buy some chocolate all the time. And when he would come in, it was only one person who would fuck with him. It was this girl from Korea who didn't really know no better. Because yeah, the rest like, of us... Because the rest of us... Yeah, the rest of us would ignore him. Wasn't nobody fuck with him. But then Stepping in Love, Name of Love came out. Everything was like, cool.
All is forgiven, baby.
Yeah. It was like that shit never happened.
That's fucking wild. Mm-hmm. That's fucking wild, man. Like, damn, man.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want... I think he can't drop another Step in the Name of Love. I don't think he can drop anything and people will be like, I forgive Kelly now. Because, I mean, it's been going on now for, like, 15 years. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, nationally. Yeah. Like, before that, everybody would talk about in Chicago that Rock and Roll McDonald's R. Kelly fucking with young chicks. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, it's like, it's just... I just don't want to know about the nigga. Like, but I can't because he's one of the biggest black celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, damn, man.
Yeah. Yep.
That's wild. That's fucking wild.
It is. It's wild. It's definitely wild.
Damn. But yeah, his brother did that hour long. Well, it's actually an hour and 30 minutes. And I was just like, man, let me get the cliff notes of this, and yeah, I don't think it's for money, because if it was for money, I'm sure at the top of his game, this could have been revealed, but damn, man.
What you mean, at the top of his game could have been revealed? The nigga married Aaliyah!
Yeah,
nobody cared.
And it was like, man, he ain't married her. Then you see, like, the marriage
certificate. I mean, his, what nobody, like, we not finna listen to R. Kelly after that.
Yeah.
R. Kelly was way more famous after that, actually.
Yeah, I mean, R. Kelly's heyday was definitely, like, 97 to,
Look, the self-titled album that R. Kelly, by R. Kelly.
Yeah, that was, like 97, 98, with Half on a Baby.
That wasn't on that one. The R. Kelly album was the one that had the song with Biggie on it.
And it had the that was on Half on a Baby was on that one.
Mm-mm.
On the R album.
R. Kelly, like it was named R. Kelly. It was the one where he was on the cover. Like, hold on.
It was Black and Red, right?
No. He was on the cover just like standing there at an angle. You remember how in the 90s...
The 12-play album.
Every picture was taken from a... No. Hold on. I'm finna lose shit up.
You talking about the 12-play album. Oh, no. 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 You talking about the one with Down Low on it.
No.
Yeah, the you talking about the one out, with the first Down Low on
nigga,
it.
Nigga. The album came out in 1995.
The one with the first Down Low on it. And it had
I'm finna read
something on it.
Yes, that one. But hold on, let me see what was on here. Oh yeah, it was on there.
Uh-huh, that's the
my
one
bad. Down low was on there, but yeah. Half on the Baby wasn't on there. Half on the Baby came out on the one after.
I can't
that.
Sleep, baby.
Yes. So that one, that was my shit, and. You know, like the song with Biggie on it, you be happy. Like them, I ain't gonna lie. Like I still like that song.
Man, listen, it was a song that
not gonna hold on. I'm not gonna hold on to y'all. Look, man,
it was the song.
R. Kelly made some great.
It was the song on. It was the song on Chocolate Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget this, because it was this chick I was fucking with when I was in college, and she was like, baby, you play this song for me, it's gonna go down. And I was like, bet. So I went to Sounds of Sounds, that was over there on Ellis Avenue where they were selling straight up bootlegs, straight up out of the store.
Out the store.
Like it was legal. I'm like, these niggas is crazy.
I'm talking about they had a whole store set up with nothing but bootlegs in it.
Yeah, like
straight up bootleg store.
And doing this.
Yes. And they weren't selling anything else to make it legitimate. Like, it was strictly bootleg CDs being sold.
And the thing, I know somebody going to hear this and be like, these niggas lying. Like, no.
Yeah, no.
This is not a lie.
That shit was right down the street from Westland Plaza on Ellis Avenue.
Sounds of sounds. They straight up sold bootlegs. That was the only thing they sold. I was like, yes. Hey, man, I need the R. Kelly album that got Imagine That on it. And they were like, oh, okay, that's Chocolate Factory. And I was like, wow.
And that was the song she wanted to hear. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, bro, she was from like Tallahatchie. And I was like, oh, cool, baby. And yeah, that was her song. And I was like, oh, cool. But yeah. Yeah, man, like, fuck, man. R. Kelly. It's the aura. Old Sylvester.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, but yeah, all right, so fuck that shit. Fuck R. Kelly. yeah, I mean, that's all I can really say about it, man. Do you have any, anything in closing? Because we finna wrap it up.
Fuck Donald Trump, bitch ass.
Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. I mean, that goes without saying.
I mean, that shit he said about Puerto Rico yesterday was just... 3,000 people didn't die. The Dems just made that up to make me look bad.
Yeah.
Niggas. Oh, God. Suck the fattest dick. Suck the biggest, fattest dick and choke on that motherfucker, Donald Trump.
Yeah. 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 I mean, yeah. Fuck him. I mean, I don't know how more. I mean, I don't really know much more I can say outside of fuck him.
I mean, like, he do something every day, but, like, damn, you would really go that far to be like, they just made up these people that died?
Yeah.
He don't realize that so many and he don't understand what, as a result of the hurricane, everybody don't die in the hurricane, in the actual hurricane. Some people die from, a lot of people died in Puerto Rico from drinking diseased water afterwards. People, that these hospitals that didn't have electricity, people died in ICUs. Elderly people who could not get any help to, you know, healthcare. And he mentioned that too, like, oh, a person died of old age, throw them in the list. No, nigga.
They was old,
but they died because they couldn't get no medical care. Like, come on.
I think he knows that completely. And I just think his base don't care.
I mean, just the fact that he's just so disrespectful. Like, it's just... You know, it's one thing, you know, all these politicians be on bullshit at times. Yeah. But at least they got sense enough to just not go there with certain shit.
Yeah.
You know, he's so egotistical. And that's why, what's the name, love him? Kanye?
Yeah.
Because Kanye got that same mental retardation. This nigga just came out the other day and said Kim was in law school.
Yeah, Kim's
highest level of education is a couple semesters of community college.
Yep.
You have to have a whole ass bachelor's degree to go to law school, bitch.
Not Kim.
What the fuck are you talking about, Kanye?
Kim,
like,
did
come the fuck on. Now, it'd have been different if he'd have just said she's studying law, because you can do that. You can go to a library and study any fucking thing you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she did it different. That's all.
Yeah, like, if he'd have said she's studying law, I would have been like, okay. But it's to say she's in law school, in law school, nigga, like, that's why he loved, and then he also feel persecuted the same way. You know, this narcissism that they both have of just, you know, anybody who goes against what I say is hating on me, don't want to see me win, you know, having that whole, you know, fuck Donald Trump ass. Oh, gosh, can't wait for him to just be gone.
Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. All right. I don't have anything. Y'all can listen to WTF IDK podcast. That's coming back. Rogan's Gent livecast every Monday at 7 p.m. Lotto Picks livecast every Thursday at 7 p.m.
Lotto Picks? What's that?
Lottery Picks. Yeah, it's a sports podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
It's a whole podcasting channel. We're just getting everything together. I'm working with a couple of organizations that's going to be sponsoring a couple of things, and we're doing a couple of live shows here in Jackson. And yeah, man, I got my radio voice going on real quick that way. But yeah, so we're doing a lot of stuff, trying to do even more. Just thanks for all the support and everything like that. Thanks for listening to us curse a lot and say fuck the president of the United States.
I'm the one that's cussing.
Yeah, I just be listening. I'd be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, I'd be feeling a lot of the same way. So yeah, you know.
Look, I don't have no job. I can get fired from, so I can say whatever I want.
Oh, I don't care about that part. Like, I don't. Now, I remember I said, so I was on the podcast here, and I was like, you know, their guest, and I said some shit. I was like, oh, boy. And then what came out, and people were like, hey, man, I heard you on, like, white people come up to me and be like, hey, I heard you on Token Talk.
Oh,
you know?
No.
And I'm like, yeah. And they like, I love what you said, man. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I thought I was going to have to punch you in the face, white man.
Token Talk, that sounds like, that already sounds
like. Them the homies. That's the name they chose. Man, listen. But, you know, they're cool. Shout out to them. Shout out to Token Talk. I might do it again. Unless they... I don't know. I be wilding out on people's stuff, so... I be having people feel a certain kind of... But nobody says anything to me because I'm like 6'4 and like 350 pounds. So they be like, oh, yeah, but, you know. You know, and I don't really hide the fact that I'm from the West Side, even though I'm like, hey, man, like, it ain't what y'all think, but, yeah, like, I will fight you. But, yeah, all right, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for doing it. Please subscribe on iTunes, all that internet shit, blah, 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 and we are out.
Instead of one in a million, I think you one in a billion, yeah. Instead of one in a million, I think you one in a billion, yeah. Matter of fact, instead of one in a billion, I think you one in a trillion. Too many cats coming back, said they know the same thing. So come around, take a risk if you dig what I'm feeling, yeah. Oh, yeah. I met this girl like a month ago, and what I love most, she has so much soul. She said, excuse me, little Brody, I'm told you don't know things. Like how I wanted to be with you and this and that and old things. But now you steady tripping like a Stevie Shubert wrote things. And now I'm going somewhere where it's colder, packed with snow things. Yeah, that's right, snow things. Life's passed you by, you better come through with them old dreams. But now, so you see, I be off and away. So unless you wanna chase, you done made a mistake. We're playing rides for short life, so tonight I'ma take a red eye straight to Atlanta. And then I find out when I drop. How the city gon' behave when we lit all up. Conversations going crazy, intellectual. Or less electric, gone past the sun in the shotgun thinking. Instead of one in a million, I think you one in a billion, yeah. Instead of one in a million, I think you one in a billion, yeah. Matter of fact, instead of one in a billion, I think you one in a trillion. Too many cats coming back, said they know the same thing. So come around, take a risk if you dig what I'm feeling, yeah. Hey, hey. I want original, yeah. I want original, yeah. Done with the same old, yeah. Going back to original, yeah. I want original, yeah. Done with the same old, yeah.